April 8th, 1990. Exactly 34 years ago tonight, Twin Peaks premiered, and the world was never the same. What people thought was a normal procedural drama about somebody getting murdered turned into a phenomena about supernatural occurrences, weird, crazy symbolic dreams, donuts, Tibet, heck, even at some point, aliens? Question mark? But that was just the tip of the iceberg of a show that caught the country, heck, even the whole world, by surprise. My experience with Twin Peaks comes about 5 or 6 years after it premiered. Obviously, it's one of those shows that was canceled too soon, but I was able to watch it on 3 VHS tapes that a friend recorded throughout its run. In the middle of those shows was commercials for its time, and that's what I love about all that. It's those VHS tapes are kind of stuck in a time capsule of its era. When I watched the Twin Peaks, I was absolutely blown away, just like many other people. I never thought anything of it until a DVD box set came out. More like two separate, you know, seasons one and two DVDs. I was able to pick that up. Never in a million years I thought that we were going to get a full-blown Blu-ray box set of The Missing Pieces, Twin Peaks, that came with all episodes, plus Fire Walk With Me, plus The Missing Pieces, which was Long to Be Lost. I would have absolutely loved that David Lynch came back and added The Missing Pieces into Fire Walk With Me, but at last we get that as a separate feature and we could kind of piece together the deleted scenes. When 2015 came around and they announced a Twin Peaks Season 3, the whole world lost its mind, including myself. At one point, David Lynch even left the project because they didn't give him enough money to fulfill his vision. Showtime came back, retracted, and said, "You know what? We're gonna give David Lynch all the money he needs. Please, please give him all the money he needs." And they did. And what we got was a season 3 19-hour movie. Some would say that it's a 18-episode season 3. Diehard fans would say it's an 19-hour movie, which I will agree with them. I wish I could experience this phenomena as it was happening, but I was just too damn young to understand what was happening at all. I don't think an 8-year-old at the time myself would understand about dreams and symbolisms and stuff like that. I would have been too lost. I wish I was old enough to, you know, take part in the, you know, weekly, hey, water cooler, you know, hey, did you see what happened on Twin Peaks? Oh my goodness, I wonder what it was. But it's one of the series that kind of fell apart on itself, revealing the killer who killed Laura Palmer a little too soon. And then it's one of those shows that didn't really know what to do after the killer was revealed. The whole point of the show was who killed Laura Palmer. And it was something that could have easily stretched out in the life of its run. But from what we're understanding is that the network made David Lynch and Mark Frost reveal the killer way too early. And I think that's one of the biggest regrets. The much divided Fire Walk With Me is something that is awesome to see. Even though it's basically takes place the last 7 days, if I'm not mistaken, of Laura Palmer. So it's a good, you know, a good lead up to the TV series. I am so happy I live in a time that we were able to get a Twin Peaks season 3. And I know it was very divided and it's a vastly departure from the quirky seasons 1 and 2. Because Twin Peaks, The Return is very dark sometimes. Sometimes crazy dark. And it's a stark contrast from seasons 1 and 3. And I could understand some people's hesitations and be like, you know what? Season 3 isn't the best. And I get it, but I love it. I love to see everybody together, the surviving members. Hell, we even the log lady came back at the final times of her life. She was sick, obviously dying, and she was still able to squeeze in a scene with Deputy Hawk saying goodbye. Moments like those are what makes Twin Peaks special. 34 years on, people are still talking about this show. And I believe that people are still going to be talking about this show for the rest of time. Because what David Lynch and Mark Frost gifted us is something that we will never forget. Happy birthday, Twin Peaks. Happy 34th birthday. And I hope that we could still celebrate you guys as a show for many years to come. This has been Cinema Burrito with a damn fine coffee in hand, watching a damn fine episode or pilot of Twin Peaks. Signing off. Until next time, the owls are not what they seem.